This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The Obama administration is threatening to sue the state of Texas for defunding Planned Parenthood in the wake of its Texas offices being caught selling with what is left after abortion as specimens. Texas calls Planned Parenthood unqualified to serve on three levels. The White House threat calls Planned Parenthood a qualified Medicaid provider. A New York court says that a woman who injured her child in a DUI accident is innocent of manslaughter, though her child died after living 6 days. The court presumed that the injury occurred when the baby was not a person. Planned Parenthood has spent well over $500 million to convince Congress to not defund activities of the abortion giant. Despite the spending, its reputation is souring in public. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. A surgeon finds clear evidence that abortion specimen collection often comes from infanticide. Examining the 11th investigative video of Planned Parenthood, Dr. Dennis Sullivan found it a simple matter to eliminate all other possible means of abortion. And international abortion advocates continue focusing on breaking Ireland from its 30-year constitutional ban on most abortion. The current rate of abortion in Ireland is 3.8 abortions per woman of childbearing age. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.